The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creamer.
To wake you up.
And with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
I still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Morning, fam. How are we doing? Welcome to Monday.
Morning. Feeling great. Ready to go.
I've never walked in, Meg, as long as I've known you, into the room and looked at you and thought, oh, she's a mess today.
I didn't even technically brush my hair this morning. I chucked it up in a ponytail.
I think that's what it is because it's like wild frizzy little frizzy flows. Yeah, what's happening?
You're just big tired. Night. Just tired. Big weekend. That's all it was.
What did you get up to yesterday? A lot going on.
Went to Nelson Bay yesterday. It was beautiful.
Nice part of the world.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, we went to the Nelson Bay markets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I did send a text to you.
Did you? I never got it. I must have bounced back. Jeez, all the invitations seem to get lost in the mail. And then I saw a little sponsored post situation happening as well.
With a
coffee company.
Happy Mobile Cafe. Went to see our old mates who used to drop the coffee off. They were very happy to see us and they gave us free coffee. So
jeez.
So good.
And cookies as well.
Influencers over here.
What a fun night. The whole team went out on Friday for Meg's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good night.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a
fun night.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Yeah. You didn't get up and sing, Craver. I'm very disappointed.
The Hamo Station karaoke. What an interesting crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Just fascinating.
I now know how Simon Cowell feels. No, like, you can't help but laugh at bad singing. Isn't it true?
It's true.
At one point, I looked at the end of the table where Creever was sitting.
Yeah.
And we just cracked up laughing.
Yeah.
Masks are great for hiding the fact you're laughing at somebody's awful, awful, awful singing.
Some of the singing was good. Some was not.
Meg and I did sing.
Yeah.
Stay.
Oh.
Justin Bieber, the Kid Laroi stay.
Originally, it was just meant to be you singing Bieber. And then you kind of had a hissy fit.
Because you know what?
You had
song,
a hissy fit.
Because you know what song Meg?
I didn't pick this. Alicia picked this.
The lady who runs it.
Yes.
Notice she kept as the night progressed, started singing as well.
Yeah,
like, I think that's a secret desire.
They picked "Love Yourself," Justin Bieber. Like, come on, don't love myself.
Is Jackson here? Is Jackson here?
Hello, Jackson.
Yes, hello.
Do you? Because you were there longer than I was.
Yeah, and I was sober as well.
Do you have video evidence of Maddie and Meg singing?
I do. I think I do somewhere. Yeah, I've got it right.
We don't need it. It's fine.
I think we should play some of that.
We're going to be talking about it later. So,
yeah. Jess is back from her holiday. Good morning, Jess.
Morning.
How are you?
Oh, you know.
You've got a bit of a raspy voice there.
Oh, I'm not used to talking at this time of the day. I'm usually still fast asleep.
How was your holiday? You went up to Far North Queensland.
Oh, was it nice? So good. It was so pretty.
Well, we're just talking about Townsville.
Yeah.
So Jess went to Townsville and I was just saying how much of a dump it is.
During the day, it's fine. It's fine.
Why? So, see,
it's pretty.
During the day, I don't want to look at. No, it's not.
Did you walk anywhere near the water?
Yeah.
Are you
I
sure?
I walked over a bridge. Water there when I went. I went to I think the pub there is called like the Bush Monkeys or something.
Oh.
What a night that was.
That sounds,
wow.
That sounds like
welcome back, Jess.
A place to see beautiful people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys, we are playing Lads versus Lasses up next. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. The Lasses are leading the way. They are the superior sex at the moment. 18 points for the Lads on 11. Great prize on offer. We need today one guy, one girl, our number 131009 playing for and under the Southern Stars double. At Maitland Showground, Friday the 11th of March, $330 this is worth.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
Same with Jennifer Hawkins, as if she's going to be caught dead coming back.
What are you saying?
No, I just think they all, like, we Australians love to, like, it's tall poppy syndrome, you know?
Mm. I don't know. Disappear. Then again, if you've got, like, a house in Vegas or wherever Morgan Evans has got at the moment.
I see, I respect Daniel Johns from Silverchair because, do you know what? He still lives here.
I couldn't agree more.
I think good on you, man. Like, you're living in a beautiful part of the world. You're not, like, turning
your back. Why mess it up?
Turning your back on where you grew up. Anyway, lads versus lasses now. Sorry about that, Ren. 18 points. The lasses are leading the lads on 11. We still need a lad on 13, 10 or 9. That's our number. Playing for a double to Under the Southern Stars, which is worth $330.
Jeez, that's lines are open now. Great price.
Yeah, we're going to Peter in Weston. She's a disability support worker. A go-to karaoke song is "Girls Just Want to Have Fun." So she's competed in a triathlon, and once fell and broke her elbow at Glendale Shopping Centre. Peter, that does not sound like a good time at all.
No, it wasn't.
All right, whereabouts at Glendale Supercentre was it?
Oh, I tripped over the little parking stopper thing.
I've done that at Hoyts at Charlestown before, actually. They're bright yellow, too, so you can't miss them.
Well, these ones are white.
Oh, there you go. That's the reason.
The almost invisible colour of white.
That's right.
All right, let's hopefully get a point for the lasses. Question one, how many pieces of original recipe chicken in KFC's Ultimate Box?
Oh, I'm
going to
go with
3. No, it's 1. All right, question 2. Which company makes the Sprinter work vans?
I drive them as well. Is it Toyota?
No, it's Mercedes. All right, we need to get one on the board. Come on, Peter. Question 3. Which fish is on the Great Northern beer logo?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry.
Take a stab.
Is it a trout?
Nah, it's a marlin. 0 on the board for Peter, unfortunately.
That's okay. Just hold the line
for
us. No,
it's not okay, but anyway.
It's all right. It's all right with me. Time to meet Jay from Boolaroo, who's a diesel mechanic. How you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yourself?
Really good. You would have known that Sprinter question, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. All blokes would know that. All right, question number 1 for you. What does the company Redken make?
Makeup.
Good guess. It's hair products, unfortunately. All right, number 2. What does the position WA stand for in netball?
A wing attack.
That's correct.
Kitty's got it.
Winner. How good's that? You're off to Under the Southern Stars with a mate or maybe your partner.
Thank you very much.
No worries. Very welcome.
It's a Bush, very Stone Temple Pilots.
Awesome.
Cheap Trick, how good.
We're chatting to Gavin Rossdale, the lead singer of Bush, later in the show. He used to date Gwen Stefani. Yeah. They hate each other now, apparently. That is like a really messy divorce.
That's what happens when you...
Things got awkward as well in the interview, which was a bit of fun.
Congratulations, Jay. Appreciate that.
Yeah, so on Friday night, we all went out as a team to celebrate my birthday. We went to this place called Uptowns on Watt Street in Uwe. And then we all went to Hamilton Station Hotel, and that's where things, I would say, got a little bit messier than I anticipated, because I haven't drank with you guys on this kind of occasion. Maddie and I, yes. The rest of you,
no. No, it's still, like, I don't think I've ever seen you that drunk. Like, even when we've had drinks.
Well, to be fair, I did have my fiancé there, and he was also going to the bar and buying me drinks on my, you know, orders.
Did you enjoy that?
I did.
Yeah.
It was very great. But we'll get into some of the details next. It was an interesting night.
I can't wait to hear you guys sing. This is so good.
Do you know what's so funny?
Yeah.
Crevo almost felt like, every time I looked over him, he felt I felt that he was so out of place at the stage.
Really?
Like, yeah, you almost looked like a victim of some sorts. You're just sitting there looking scared at the end of the table.
I was fine. I was just soaking in the atmosphere. The Novos.
We all had a very interesting night out on Friday night, didn't we?
Oh, it was great.
Cocktails and karaoke and all the fun stuff you do at Hamilton Station Hotel.
It's so interesting. We've never really been out as a team.
No.
We're actually all such hermits in a way.
Yeah.
I think we need to make that more like a regular thing, maybe.
Couldn't agree more. It was a great night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we started off at Uptowns and had a couple of cocktails. They had like red cup cocktails. This one like tastes like Hubba Bubba, which was incredible. And then we all said, yeah, you know what? Let's bail. Let's go to the stage. And there's some characters at the stage. So, us included.
I watched this one lady fall over from drunkenness and then get up and sing.
What did she sing?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
You know,
I don't know if I was in there at that point. I don't know if you saw that.
Her singing,
it wasn't me, was it?
It wasn't out of key, but it was slightly behind the whole time.
She was such a rude woman as well.
That's, really?
They're all so rude. All I remember of that lady, right, yeah, is I think she fell over.
Yeah.
And I think we all kind of laughed, which is awful.
Yeah, but
what'd you do after
she fell over in a funny way?
And then, like,
come on.
She needed four people to help her up, but she still wasn't going to not get on stage and sing her song. Oh. And then her friend said, saw us laughing, and I was sitting next to Jackson. Wasn't she a total cow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, she comes up and she's like, "She's a good singer. She's a good singer." I'm like, "I'm sure she is. Let's hear her then, darling." And she gets on stage. Absolutely slaughters the song.
According to Jackson, it was "Flame Trees" by Cold
Chisel. Oh, the worst. she's not sounding good because she's just a little bit drunk. Okay.
She fell off the stage. That's not a little bit drunk.
But she got up and sang another song later.
Oh, my God. That's a special talent.
See, it's funny. You guys have pointing out all the bad people. Mm. I met so many interesting people in the bathrooms. I met a journalist who loved our show.
Oh, shout out to that person.
I can't remember her name. I deeply apologise.
Huh.
But she came out, she had a chat to us, and she's like, "I love your show. I love playing Lads vs. Lasses." And I'm like, "Oh, wow.
That's fun.
That's really cool." So you guys have met apparently really nasty people. I met great people.
Well,
there's a lot of good characters
there, too. I
think you were
just in a happy place.
I was very happy.
There's something really funny about watching bad singing, like I said.
There were some real, real characters. Now, of course, the highlight of the night for everyone was hearing
the kebabs at Oasis on the way
hearing
home.
Hearing the two of you sing, which I'm so excited because I left before this happened. I never thought it would. Otherwise, I would not have left. Not a chance.
You're not missing much. You're not missing much.
Justin Bieber
this
and the Kid
This is the edited
Leroy
version, surely?
Maddie and Meg version.
I hope so. Those poor people.
That was some
apologies,
singing.
Apologies.
See,
anyone.
I sung badly on purpose, though.
Sure. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Do you want to do the proper version now, then?
No.
No.
We nearly got up to do Jesse McCartney, Beautiful Soul, but we missed our call.
Meg smashed the Kid Leroy bit, actually, which is good. She takes it. You take it seriously, karaoke. I don't.
To a degree, yeah.
Maddie had such anxiety in the lead up to
no,
it.
No, I didn't.
You did. Well, Jackson, I was watching you, and it was getting closer to your name, like the songs were like coming up. There was like two away and you were just like, "Oh my God,
I don't want to be here.
You were fidgeting with your hands and I felt so bad for you, but I wasn't stepping in. I wanted to see it.
Well, you did and filmed it, so thank you for that.
I'll enjoy watching that later.
Yeah.
Nah, Jackson was great. He was the only one up the front dancing when we were singing. Thank you for the support. I love
you. You're so welcome.
Love you.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg and Crevo. To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
So the other day, Meg sent me a message saying, "Hey, Crevo, have you seen this show on Nine Life called Garage Gold? I think you might like it. Like, I thought of you when I saw this." And I saw the message and I thought to myself, gotta tell the truth, I have watched this show a bit. More than I'd like to admit, because the star is so dweeby and annoying that I can't really watch it, but I still watch it because they do find some good stuff on that show.
It's like porn stars and
that sort of stuff. Yeah.
How boring.
Well, you may say that, but I'm interested in what they find, but the guy's so annoying. Look, this got me thinking, we should do this next. What TV show are you ashamed to watch? Because I am ashamed to watch that, because the guy whose name is, I think, Craig Bantle. Craig with a K as well.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen Craig with a K.
He's the most dweeby and annoying guy on television. And it really annoys me that I watch it and I'm ashamed to watch it.
What's his name?
Craig Bantle.
Bantle.
B-A-N-T-L-E.
Let's have a look at Craig Bantle with a K. Craig with a K. Oh, I can see how you did that.
He's so annoying. But, look, I do watch the show sometimes because, you know, I'm interested in, like, antiques and stuff. 13109, what TV show are you ashamed to watch?
Mine is The Days of Our Lives.
Oh, we know this very well.
Marlena.
That's a bad show to be watching.
Yeah. Look, I'm pretty sure I have you both beat Extreme Couponing on Foxtel.
Man.
I love it. I'm a bargain hunter, though, and watching people like save like 90-something percent on their stuff that they don't even need.
Hey, Meg, you take the cake.
Yeah.
On that show, don't they buy like 80 bottles of shampoo
they
or something?
They have stockpiles in their houses that are like more than grocery stores. This guy the other day, I was watching it, he did all of his couponing, right? Yeah. And he made $100 by buying $800 worth of stuff.
That's your dream.
That's my dream.
Yeah, but then imagine your kitchen table. People pay in other ways.
Well, to be fair, a lot of them have actually built sheds out the back of their store, their stockpiles.
Which raises the question, did they really, like, save any money?
When you build a $20,000 shed.
Well, they were going out and buying the repossessed sheds.
I see. Yeah. Love it. They get a coupon.
Yeah, pretty much. Sure, but we do have tickets to the show up for grabs as well, yeah?
Yeah, we do. Yep, Newcastle show. Unlimited show tickets here at New FM. We've got a family pass for the best caller this morning.
The Novos.
Yeah, Meg tapped into my TV shame show, which is Garage Gold. This guy, he turns up to a garage. It's all, like, packed with stuff and says, I'll get rid of all of it and then make it into a really badly painted craft room for you for like
ugly.
$600. His makeovers are terrible.
They're horrible. I watched one episode. I'm like, this, you can't get away with this, buddy. He spent $1,300 apparently redoing it and they end up only making $130.
Look, on TV, he has a bad business and he's a really annoying guy, but somehow I watch it when it's on. It captures me.
Yeah, they're charismatic, this guy.
Charismatic, well,
probably
but dweeby.
Yeah, like I said, mine is
Days of Our Lives.
Fantastic show. I'm big on the US soapies. I hate telling people, but I do love it. I'll happily sit there of an afternoon, 4:30.
Yeah.
And watch all the shenanigans that go down with the Bold and the Beautiful Ridge, Brooke, breaking up all the time, getting back together, sleeping with ex-lovers, sleeping with Ridge's son and her stepson, Brooke. She's a bit of a scarlet woman. I love it.
They're sleeping with ghosts or something as well, like...
What?
Ghosts?
Nah, that was... Marlena was possessed. Nah, Marlena on Days of Our Lives was possessed by Satan.
They all combine in my eyes. I'm not going to lie.
All much of a muchness.
Yeah.
See, mine is Extreme Couponing. And luckily, Jules on Facebook said, I watched that too, Meg. So, you know what? It's not just me.
You feel a bit more...
I feel a bit more, yeah.
Justified.
Yeah. Because no one said Days of Our Lives and no one said...
Garage Gold.
Let's go to the phones. Mandy from Woodbury, good morning.
Good morning, Novos. How are you today?
Hey, going well, Mandy. Okay, what TV show are you ashamed you watch?
Blue Halos
24/7. Blue Halos.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have the box set? Are you streaming this somewhere? How is this going down?
So I used to have a friend. I used to borrow them seasons off.
Yeah.
And now I just stream it on 7 Plus.
Ah,
so you get home
anywhere, anytime. When you're in the car, in the middle of a shift break, it's there.
You watch it in the middle of your shifts.
Yep.
So you get home from work, long day at work. I better put Blue Heelers on.
I don't remember. Yep. I don't remember ever watching.
Oh, Blue Heelers. Oh, here you go, Mandy. This one's for you. You're off to Mount Thomas to watch Boss PJ Maggie Doyle. Remember she got shot? Isn't that a great episode?
I cry every time.
Oh, my God.
Her and PJ were so in love, weren't they?
Yes, they sure were.
What's the old barkeep's name, the redhead? Chris, yeah,
Riley.
Yeah.
Question for you, Mandy. Do you go back to the start and then work your way through every time, or are you just picking episodes at random?
Not 100%. Start from the beginning all the way to the end. Give it a month or so and I do it again.
Wow.
I tell you what, I reckon Mount Thomas, where the show is based, has more crime than Erinsborough or Summer Bay. The fictional town of Mount Tom is probably the equivalent of Moree.
So much crime.
I don't remember any other characters. They always used to replace Maggie Doyle with, like, other, like a bevy of other blondes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they've just had Tess Gallagher in, and now she's gone. They've got another one in named Susie at the moment.
Susie? So, how many seasons of that were there?
14
seasons, wow.
Yep, I'm up to season 11.
Oh, good. Good to know your progress.
You know what's interesting? The boss still looks exactly the same in 2022.
He does. He sure does.
What's his name? Tom Croydon.
Tom Croydon.
Oh, you two are made for each other.
Are you a secret blue heelers lover as well?
Well versed in Aussie culture.
Okay.
I did watch it growing up. Love it.
Every single episode, by the sounds of it.
Off to the show, Mandy. Congratulations. Family class.
She's going to take a tablet while she's on the Ferris wheel watching Blue Heelers.
Hey! Whoa. Hey, guys, up next, I've done something that I'm not happy with over the weekend. As you can see, I look a little bit different today.
Yeah.
Are you becoming a boxing promoter?
What do you mean?
just got a bit of a look of a boxing promoter about you.
No. I shaved all my hair off, though. I'm bald. I am bald. I never bald thought I'd do it. I don't know what happened. Well, I do know what happened. Bottle of Prosecco was involved and a pair of clippers without the number one attachment.
You had such luscious hair, Maddie, on Friday morning.
Yeah.
Details next. I've got to tell you the story behind it because, look, I know you've seen it. I'm very embarrassed by it. I think I look like the fat Michael Jackson in that Simpsons episode. You know when he's revealed to be the fat white man every time I look in the mirror? That's all I can see. The Novos. You know who else had a meltdown over the weekend? M.E.M.E. Yeah, I got my Britney on. We all remember when she shaved her hair and she attacked the paparazzi with the umbrella. I didn't attack anybody with an umbrella, but I did shave my hair off on the weekend. And let me tell you, I hate it. I don't know why I did it. Well, I know why. I drank a bottle of that Maff's Prosecco that was given to us from Channel 9. Yeah, wow, wasn't that a nice drop? Ooh, loved it. Drank that, and I looked in the mirror, and I thought, man, I need a haircut. There's grey hair coming through. Then I looked around. I thought, look, maybe I should just shave it all off and start again. So I found a razor. You're going to judge me hard.
Probably.
So the razor that I used was my, like, pubic razor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you should, like, manicure your downstairs.
I'm sure you washed it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's on you on your head anyway. Yeah. Like, it's... yeah.
Terrible. So... turned it on, found the batteries, and I was like, man, the literal moment I put it on my hair and, like, did a tiny little swipe up, I regretted it because it was, like, to the skin. I'm completely bald right now.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Like I said, I don't know why I think this, but you look like a boxing promoter. Like, you got a big fight coming up and you're, you know, trying to get bums on seats quickly at the Newey Entertainment Centre.
I think you've got more hair on your face at the moment than you do on your head.
Well, actually, see, whenever you have short hair like this, you've got to grow the facial hair out. So I'm going to be growing this out for a while. It's going to take a while to grow back. It is, like, to the skin. Let me take it off. Have a look.
You've got to show us again. I've only seen it twice.
You had full-on luscious locks, and now...
You had a bit of an emo fringe going on there at one point.
Have a look. What do you think? Honestly,
don't mind it.
It looks like...
genuine.
It looks quite good, actually.
Yeah.
You think quite good?
Yeah.
I love your partner, Emmy Crevo, when she saw my hair on the weekend. I think she was a little bit shocked. And she said to me, we went out for a cigarette at Meg's birthday party, and she goes, I said to Mark, you need to shave all your hair off to support Maddie. I appreciated that.
Yeah, she said to me, she goes, does he need support? You should shave your head off if it's stressing him out.
Would you do it? Would you shave your head?
If you were genuinely needed support, I would. Of course I would.
Do you know, I think Emmy just wants you to finally let go of Creeper. Yeah,
I think so.
You're balding a little bit.
Oh, definitely. You know, my hair is thinning a little bit so quickly.
I think that's her way of saying get rid of it. Embrace the baldness and grow a beard.
Oh, I actually said, should I do it? And she goes, no, just if he needs the support.
Let me just put my hat back on. But yeah, terrible. It'll grow back.
Of course it will. It's hair.
Crazy. It does feel nice. It feels so good.
Yeah?
Because have you ever shaved your head before?
No, I haven't. Not this bad. Like, I've done like a number two all over.
Okay.
But the zero, absolutely
first
not.
First time.
Like, if I had have gotten the razor out, I would have been full bald.
Like, bald. Squeaky.
Yeah.
Shiny
bald.
Get the
total wax out.
Like a bowling ball.
Anyway, look, I like it.
I like it. So,
are we going to put a photo on Instagram?
I don't really want to. It's a new me, guys. It's 2022.
Then we better put the photo up.
Yeah.
Well, let me take it. Put a few filters on.
Okay. It's like 20 filters on.
Hard to make a bald man look hot.
Oh, I don't know. I think it looks good. I think you're overplaying how bad it is.
Yeah.
You guys shave your hair off and then you tell me that I'll be overplaying it, okay?
I'll be right. Yeah.
Bonobos. Bonobos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Creevo. To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
No. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on.
And as we get to the pointy end of maths, of course, the drama dial turns up to 11. It was a big night last night with Olivia and Jackson. Some people saying, look, they've got the whole crocodile tears thing happening to try and claw back some sympathy. Well, we're going to have a chat to them next and find out exactly what's going on.
So, Olivia and Jackson have been like the token good couple throughout this whole experiment. But last night, very judgmental, and man, the internet has turned on them big time.
Flipping the switch, like they've almost become the villains overnight.
Well, Celine, who, look, none of us are fans of Celine.
No.
She complained about us. But she actually looked really good in last night's episode. And Olivia and Jackson, I'm totally off them now.
Yeah?
Yep.
You're still a fan, Meg.
I think she pulled Holly into line a bit.
Nah, that Andrew was a total piece of shit to Holly.
Mm.
So bad.
Different sides of the fence here.
Yeah. No, we 100% are. The American guy, the one with the screwed up ear.
Yeah, well, he's gone.
Total grub.
Out of there.
He's apparently walked out, so.
Well, we'll find out all about what's going on up next straight from them.
So dramatic, isn't it?
The Novos.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready? You kidding?
I was born ready.
Oh, yeah, things are getting more and more dramatic with maths as we get closer towards the end of the season. Olivia and Jackson join us on the line now. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you going?
We're doing great. First question for you, Olivia. Is this whole eye-rolling and face-pulling thing, like, overblown? Have they just magnified and, like, focused in on this detail?
Look, it was more so, like, there was a lot more that wasn't shown, so the eye roll, there was more to it.
Okay.
But I was in the wrong 100%. I'm watching it unfold, like Holly and Andrew's relationship, like everybody else watching their TV, and now I'm like, oh, I stuffed up big time.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, obviously from our perspective, and like you just said, with the hindsight of watching the show back, he was, I think he was pretty bad to Holly. Like, almost like, just like a really patronizing guy in general. Did you get that behavior, like, in the room, Olivia?
Look, I only ever saw them together at that dinner party where they were very much loved up, and Holly mentioned some of the things that he'd said, but she was in a good place, so she was, like, sweeping it under the rug a little bit. And then the commitment ceremony was a complete 180, so it was more so I was confused by Holly rather than gaslit by Andrew, because I had nothing to do with him.
It kind of came across like she was playing the victim very heavily, and I think you were trying to pull her up on that to a degree, but now, as you said, you've seen the other side. It's a little bit, oh, what did I do?
Yeah, look, I think Holly handled herself so, so well behind closed door.
Yeah.
I wish I knew about that, because she handled herself with so much grace, so much poise, and I wish I had more patience for her at the time.
Yeah.
It is hard. Tell me, Jackson, obviously you guys have been painted up until this point as the good couple. Into each other, which is good. You're functional. You're really committing to the experiment. How did it feel watching last night? Because you guys have obviously stayed out of a lot of the drama. You've been pulled into it today. What does it feel like? Because I'm guessing you would have copped a fair bit overnight on socials and stuff.
Yeah, look, obviously, we, like Liv said, we didn't see the other side of the story. All we saw was just Andrew, and obviously, like, he is a motivational speaker. And
the worst type.
We'll leave that one there, but yeah. And every time we did try to have a chat with Holly, it was very hard to try and get her side of the story. It just wasn't coming out, I guess, and we could only go off face value, and we were wrong.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one. I mean, you've got to be a part of the conversation, I guess, on that show. Like,
of course.
You can't really stay in the background. So, look, in a way, like I said, all of us didn't see... We don't see what happens in the room. Obviously, you guys didn't see what happened behind closed doors. Are you friends with Holly and Andrew still? Have you spoken to them since, or...?
Yeah. Andrew disappeared off the face of the earth.
See you.
Oh. He's gone then?
So he's not responding to any messages or anything?
No.
He's not catching up for beers with you guys?
No.
Or anybody, it seems.
No.
Gone.
Well, Holly just seems like such a nice girl, and I think she's just been screwed over. And people think that, I don't know, I've read and heard a few comments about Holly and just, you know, that she's very closed off and stuff. But when you have a child as well, which she does... You have to be very particular about who you bring into your life.
And protective of that child.
Absolutely.
I don't think Holly has a child. I think that was
a secret.
No, she doesn't.
She wants a baby.
She really wants a baby.
Yeah. He has the kid. Right.
He has a kid, yeah.
Oh, well, it's a bit confusing.
I lost track. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
It's easy to do with maths. To lose track of who's not.
Look, these guys, I think, are such a great couple.
Oh, they're beautiful.
So good luck with everything.
They'll be fine.
Appreciate it.
Hey, up next, I want to talk about something. It's a charity that I love. It's called Share the Dignity. And they've kicked something off. Very important because in the public health system across New South Wales, across the country, sanitary products and all that kind of stuff, not standard.
Wow.
At all.
I did not know that.
No, it's a bit weird, but I want to go into it next because there is a petition to pad up public health that I want to get you guys involved
Good
in.
Good stuff. The Novos.
Yeah, so I want you guys to picture this. So you've got sisters, you've got a fiancé. Imagine they're in hospital, right? And unfortunately, they get their period and neither of you can go see them. No one can go see them, especially due to COVID at the moment. Can't have many visitors.
Absolutely.
What happens?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
great question. It's something I've never thought of.
No, me neither.
No, pads, tampons, all that kind of stuff. If you happen to get your period whilst you're in a public hospital, especially in New South Wales, you are not provided with period products, pads, tampons, anything like that. You're expected to go downstairs to one of like the pharmacies or whatever and buy them from there. Not to mention the markup when you go to these places is ridiculous, but they just don't have them in public hospitals, which is a joke.
That's really weird. Seems weird to me.
Do they have them in private hospitals?
I'm not 100% sure, but public hospitals, not an option. The options for you are to use toilet paper or they give you an adult diaper.
Well, that's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Until you can get someone to come and drop something off. But if you don't have anyone to be able to do that, what do you do?
How ridiculous. I honestly think hearing that, they give you an adult diaper.
Yeah.
Some might say a pad would be cheaper than an adult diaper.
No doubt.
Won't provide them. Wow. Keep in mind, 50% of the population menstruates and they're for 25% of their adult life. But they don't have these available for women. So Share the Dignity, who are all about ending period poverty, they've set up this thing called Pad Up Public Health. It's a petition that they're going to submit to Parliament to try and get all public hospitals around the country to provide these items free of charge to women and girls and people who menstruate. So they don't have to stress. Because if you're in hospital at the moment, like, that's one
government
less thing
just
you
needs
don't
to pay.
Want
to
deal with.
The government just needs to pay.
That's
simple as that.
It's an absurd oversight because these types of things probably originally was set up by men. That's probably the basics of what happened.
Yeah.
And they just never thought of it. And as a result, it's not there because the amount of things that are provided at hospitals is extraordinary.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
So much is provided. This is it's just an oversight and it just needs to be fixed.
Well, reading some of the comments that people have submitted of what happened while they were in hospital, one lady found a thing, like a roll of gauze lying around. She used that because she didn't have access to products while she was in hospital. She just gave birth to a baby.
That's just unsafe.
It's not right. So this thing is called Pad Up Public Health. It's through Share the Dignity. I'm going to pop a link on our Facebook story, Instagram story, so you can sign the petition. They're currently sitting at 21,000 signatures. They're hoping in the next month or 3 weeks to get 250,000 signatures.
Needs to go to state parliament, and there just needs to be more funding for it.
I know
the Premier and obviously the Liberal government that's in power right now, all about business, providing support and money to business. Let's not forget about public health.
No.
It's so important.
Just on this as well, their Dignity Drive kicks off 1st of March. So if you're at Woolies, they're going to have the pink boxes out the front where you can donate pads, tampons, period undies, all that kind of stuff, and they'll go to people who need them. They go to Dignity boxes, the reverse vending machines that you don't have to pay for. A lot of them are in public hospitals because people don't have access to these in hospitals. They've actually said the most used ones are in public hospitals.
Wow.
So if you want to donate to that, the Dignity Drive kicking off 1st March through Woolies. But if you can sign this petition, I'll put the link up on our Instagram and Facebook stories later on today. But we're trying to get 250,000 signatures. So let's get a little bit closer to that.
I'm going to sign it right now.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you, Meg.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Cremo.
To wake you up. Together, New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Over the weekend, have you guys seen so many people on your socials posting their Uber rating?
Yeah.
Have you noticed?
Everyone
you
is.
You sent me yours. You can't talk.
You just called me something else then for a second.
No.
That came out like that. Well, you can now see what each Uber driver rates you on the app. So this is how you do it, right? Make sure you've got the most recent update of the app.
Yep.
Scroll down to privacy. Hit the privacy center section, then scroll across to how you use Uber summary. Tap that, scroll down to the data browsing section and hit view my ratings.
Oh my God, I'm lost already.
You can see every single trip you've been on and what the driver's rated you on. So you get like your average, right?
Okay.
Now, I'm not trying to gloat here, but have a look at that. A five-star rating.
Jeez.
Get out.
All 5 stars from the Uber drivers, which says I'm very well-behaved in an
extremely.
Uber.
Extremely. And you have taken a lot of Uber trips over the years, pre-car ownership.
Absolutely. What about you, Meg?
I'm at 4.94.
How many one-star reviews
I have none. I've only got every single one is 5 stars.
Yeah.
And I've got 1 3-star. And it's ruined my whole rating.
Oh,
I see. I've got a lot.
It must have been that time I was drunk.
That's right. I forgot about that.
What about yours,
Provo? 4.79.
Oh,
what happened
there?
What
have you done?
I don't know.
Any one stars?
I don't even know how. Like, I don't know if
he
I've
lost
got the
track
latest.
Of the,
yeah,
the
explanation. I lost track, but yeah, probably some lower ones. I don't know. I've been a naughty boy. What can I say?
This is what I want to do.
I'm a bad boy. Deal with it.
Okay.
Bad boys for life.
So what you tell yourself. You buy a leather jacket.
Yeah. Well, who has the worst Uber rating,
Prevo's
to be fair?
Got his Doc Martens on his leather jacket. What a bad boy. Instead, we're not looking for the highest Uber rating because clearly you can't beat 5 stars. So what we thought we'd do here this morning, we're after the misbehaviours, Uber's most hated clients. Do you have Newcastle or the Hunter's worst Uber rating?
This is good.
They are out there.
Maybe there's a story behind it.
That's exactly what we're after. Now, if you do think that you have the worst Uber rating, give us a call, 131009. We'll reward you on this show for your terrible behavior out in public. We'll give you a family pass to the show, March 4, 5, and 6 at Newcastle Showground, which is fantastic.
Good.
Give us a call right now, 131009. worst Uber ratings in UE.
The Novos.
And 13109, we are after Newcastle's worst Uber ratings. Of course, Uber, which I'm calling a massive marketing campaign, have finally released a summary of what drivers have rated you in your Uber. Now, you can usually see your score when you log into the app, right?
Yeah.
But you can dig further and see how many 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5-star trips you've got, which obviously determines the rating.
Yeah. And the Uber drivers can choose to pick you up based on your Uber rating as well.
Oh, of
course. So if your Uber rating is lower, they're going, oh, well, I'm not taking that person.
See, I've never seen an Uber rating under 4.5.
Yeah.
I don't think I have either. I think everyone's. I mean, mine's on the lower side, 4.79.
That surprises me because you don't come across as somebody that misbehaves on public transport, but hey, I guess we learn something new every day.
I think sometimes, like, when I'm in an Uber, I'll say, like, oh, I've just got to answer some emails and stuff. Do you mind if we don't do the chat?
Oh, that's
why. A lot
of
the times they don't talk to me and I don't talk back. It's great. There used to be a feature on Uber where you could have that,
that's
the client
right.
ride.
That's right. I used to love that because I've got stuff to do.
But
right?
It's funny. Based on all of this, they actually came out with Australia's most polite cities based on Uber ratings. Newcastle came in at number one.
So do you think that's because there's a lot of just people here are just so, you know, do the mutual, I'll give you five, you give me five, deal, you know, good deal.
Perhaps. Crevo.
Yeah.
I just want to, like, circle back.
Yeah, of course you can.
You get into a car with a person for maybe, what, a 7-minute drive from Mayfield to wherever you're going, and you say, please don't talk to me.
No, I don't say, please don't talk to me.
How rude. You
I don't say
that.
That
rating. What a flog thing to do.
I just say, like, hey, I've just got to answer some emails and stuff, you know?
Hey, producer Jackson, what's your rating out of curiosity?
Oh, it's so bad that I've had to delete Uber. I've just completely abandoned it. No one picks me up anymore.
Oh.
And I think it's because I'm too, like, I don't like taking the long way. I don't like conversation.
Oh, you tell them the direction.
I don't like dirty cars. Do you know what I mean? You get into a car and it's gross. And
what score did you get down to?
Last time I checked, I was like a 2. But people wouldn't pick me up. So now I have to go get, like, friends to get the Uber, or I have to go somewhere that's, like, walking distance or train.
How you try? What's the other ones? Like Didi and Lyft and all that stuff?
They share all the information, I hear. So Jackson's off all of them.
Yeah, so I'm out of it. But yeah, I think my last Uber experience, I had a few beverages and I was really poorly rated. I think I got kicked out like close to my house. But I was making him, like, trying to make him sing at the lot. He had an electric car and I was like, this is making me uncomfortable how quiet it is. You need to make some noise if you want an Uber rating. He's like, I rate you too. And I was like, oh, that's not fair.
That's average.
I've forced a couple to change to New FM when I'm in the Uber.
Oh, we did that on Friday, actually.
That doesn't get awkward? Like,
well, there was one time somebody was really jamming to another station, and I was like, no.
New FM or you don't get 5. Blackmail. That's what that is, blackmail.
If they do change the station, I will offer a dollar tip.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not doing that.
And bribery. So you got blackmail and bribery. pick your poison.
Fun times.
Hey, exciting news, guys, because next, birthday lotto is back.
Yes. Hooray!
She's been on a bit of a vacation, but she's back in town. $250 could be all yours. I've got the inaugural month. It's June.
The Novos.
Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
Oh, it's so good to have it back. It's like an old friend that I've missed and I'm getting reacquainted with. Hello, birthday lotto. I've missed you.
If I had to listen to that noise one more time, I think I would have ripped my ears off.
So many people were being driven nuts by, I'm not even mentioning, the for cash game.
The for cash game.
I'm just calling it.
Well, Desley from Wall's End won $1,000. Yeah. Guessed an ice cream maker. If you're listening now, didn't hear it on Friday, Smash for Cash was an ice cream maker. Meg doesn't like ice cream. Apparently, smashed it with a hammer.
That's right.
A bit bored Friday afternoon.
June babies right now for the first birthday letter, which is great.
So we're going to Amy in Curry. Curry works at a community center. Says a star sign is cancer. Says it's not the best being the you've got crabs sign. Single mum of three says she's all for birthday month and is celebrating her 40th this year. Hello, Amy.
Hello, guys.
How's your weekend?
It was good. My daughter actually turned 13 on the weekend, so full birthday celebration.
Oh, happy belated birthday. What'd you get up to for it?
Well, I took her out in Newcastle to the Milky Lane with some friends, and then we did all family in that on the weekend.
Oh, that's really, really cool. All right, let's spin these birthday balls, hey?
All right, let's do it. Let's go. Round and round they go. The budget is sitting at $250 today.
All right.
What number do we have?
Were you born on the 7th of June?
No, guys, I'm 28.
Sorry, babe.
Damn it. Rats. Drats.
Sorry, Amy. Hey, look. First day back.
Yeah.
Might take a while. Hopefully it goes off today.
Another chance to win, though.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate that.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creva.
To wake you up.
I mean, copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
let's go. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on. Now.
So I was speaking to a friend of mine over the weekend who's tossing up whether she should start dating again. She was in a 3-year relationship with a 2-year-old son, split up about 3 months ago, and she's just thinking, is it too early for me to even consider dating someone else, bringing someone else into her family unit? And I'm like, I don't think I can really be any help in this situation considering I don't have kids. What do you guys reckon?
So only 3 months?
3 months out of a 3-year relationship with a 2-year-old.
I'm going to say not yet.
Not yet?
I'm going to say wait for a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Really? One whole year.
Yeah. Get yourself time to adjust. Get the kid time to adjust.
Yeah.
Get a fella over the next week if you want, darling. Oh. I mean, no, honestly. Oh. Like, is there really a set time limit on this stuff? Like, if she finds somebody that makes her happy, fills the void in her life, then I guess that, you know, why not? Like, who are we to say she can't do that?
Yeah, see, I didn't give her any advice whatsoever because, as I said, I'm not in this situation. Yeah. I've never been in this situation. I don't know what is appropriate.
People judge women a lot when this happens. Oh, she must be a slut if she's, like, picked up another guy after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, why? But if a guy does it...
It's a different story.
Oh, he's a high-five, brah, good job. Like, come on.
So, for example... If you were in this situation and you had the kid and all that kind of stuff, would you wait? She's more worried about her son. She's not worried about her. She's worried about her son.
You can still date without introducing the guy as daddy.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be daddy 2.0.
Yeah, but if he's hanging around, like...
It's a friend.
This
way,
kids know.
No, they don't.
No.
I don't think so. Like, if the kid's 3, you said?
Yeah, 2.
2. Go, you know what? Do whatever. The 2-year-old's not knowing that mummy's turf daddy out. Like, it's just not a thing.
So you're 2 weeks, Crevo, you're a year.
Oh, yeah. You got to give the time, like the kid time to adjust is what I'm trying to say.
All right, let's open the phones. 13709, how soon can you start dating after a breakup when there's kids involved? That's what we want to know.
All right. We'll take your calls after Tom Grennan. Also, best call today wins tickets to the Newcastle show, which is fantastic.
Worth $75.
Yeah, New FM's unlimited show ticket giveaway blitz.
The Novos.
Yeah, so we are asking on 13109, how soon can you date after you split up with someone when there's kids involved? A friend of mine was in a 3-year relationship, a 2-year-old son. She split up They split up 3 months ago, and she's considering whether she can actually, you know, start going on Tinder, going on dates, all that kind of stuff. I was a bit unsure, never been in the situation, don't have kids. You guys are under the impression, Crevo, wait a year. Maddie, you do you, girl. 2 weeks. No limit.
No, I don't think the two-year-old's going to care or know what she does. Yeah. And if it makes her happy, then who cares? Let her be happy.
Kids are intuitive, Maddie.
No, Crevo.
They're smart. They know things.
What women are judged enough, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's not a woman thing. I would say the guy should wait as well.
So if you know, touch wood, you know, broke up with Emmy, because I don't want that to happen.
Oh, thank God.
If you did, you would wait a whole year before you slept with somebody.
Probably. Oh, it's more about the kid thing, you know, the kid thing.
Oh, okay. So if there weren't kids involved, you wouldn't be waiting.
I wouldn't be worried.
Okay.
It's more about the kid thing.
I feel like women judge other women a lot on this
absolutely.
Subject as well.
Yeah.
Like, what are your thoughts on it, Meg? I know you said you don't have much to offer, but I feel like everybody has, like,
at least
some
opinion
on this.
I genuinely don't care. You do what you feel comfortable with. Like, I'm not going to...
So your vibe is just crack on with it.
Crack on with it. If you want to go 2 weeks later, go for it, babe.
Life's too short, isn't it?
Yeah.
We all sit here, you know, I know as a single person, the only one on the team here,
yeah,
it sucks.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes it sucks when you've been single for a long time.
Mm.
Like, why wouldn't you jump at something that could possibly be really great?
Yeah.
Because society tells us no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Crevo
your opinion.
Tells us no.
Hey, that's my opinion.
Victoria, hey.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, going well. How soon can you date after you split up with kids involved? Thoughts and feelings.
I'm a single mum with two little girls.
Yeah.
How old?
They're 4 and 5.
Yeah.
So I think 12 months is good, but I think just be open to it in the time. Like, don't go out looking for it, but just be open if something comes along. But definitely hold off on introducing them to the kids.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you can chew gum and walk at the same time with this, right? You can go on dates and not necessarily bring that person in as the father figure, right?
Yes. I would just hold off on introducing the kids, because kids are pretty smart.
That's right.
They'll remember.
That's what I've been saying. They're very intuitive, aren't they?
100%, yeah.
Interesting. Thank you for your call, Victoria.
Wise words from a single mum. Very qualified person. Debbie, up next. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you this morning?
Hey, really good.
Going well.
What are your thoughts on this?
Wholly agree with Victoria that was just on, that, it all depends on situation that you're in, and also letting it wait a little while before you introduce the kids. But everyone's got their own maturity level. Everyone knows what's within their own hearts. If they meet somebody that just works, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But yeah, lay off introducing the kids straight up.
Well, what is the ideal time, do you think, Debbie?
There's no ideal time. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
It all depends on how you feel with a person. If you're comfortable with a person, then you're going to introduce a kid to them. But if that person just turns out to be a nice person to meet for now, you're not going to introduce a kid to them.
No.
Nice for now. You think
fun in the moment, you know, kind of thing.
Like a Brad Pitt lookalike, but maybe a bit of a
I really respect
kick.
The way you phrase that, Debbie. I know what you're trying to say.
Looking for those type people most of the time. But, you know, some people just turn out like that after you've met them. And you go, well, you're a nice person to meet, but it's not going to go anywhere.
Mums have needs as well, right. Debbie.
Absolutely.
You know, why should mums give up that part of their life just because they broke up?
They shouldn't deny the nice for now.
Thank you, Debbie.
Hey, Kayla. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey. That's good. How soon can you date after you split up when there's kids involved?
I agree with the other girls. Whenever she's ready to, you know, she doesn't have to introduce a kid right away.
Yeah.
Do you think 3 months is too soon? Like I was saying earlier, I've encountered a lot of people that judge others in particular for this exact kind of thing. 3 months is enough time, I think. Don't you reckon?
I agree. And at the end of the day, it's her life, no one else's.
Absolutely.
That is true.
Life is too short, isn't it?
Thank you. Try and say just do what you're comfortable with, but then at the same time, she was asking me for that
opinion,
guidance,
right?
To a degree, because she's like thinking the judgment's going to come soon from other people, possibly from the ex-partner, maybe the ex-in-laws.
Don't let society shackles get you down, people. If you want to get with a bloke or a woman, the next day, live your life.
Get straight on it, eh?
You do you.
I mean, that's your thought.
You do you, girl.
You do you, girl.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Big weekend for COVID positive announcements. Also to Kelly Clarkson. Can we talk her name change?
I'm embarrassed for her. I think she's had a meltdown. Why is she changing it to Kelly Brianne? I don't know.
I'll tell you next.
Oh.
Hey, good stuff, man.
Yeah, like, is she going to not be Kelly Clarkson anymore? Like, are we going to be like Kelly Brianne Stronger on UFM?
Well, you'll have to, won't you, if you respect her.
The Novos.
Can we just stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Yeah, producer Jackson here, and it's time to talk Kelly Clarkson. Is that even her name anymore?
Well, for now it is, but it's going to change. We're going to be referring to her as Kelly Brianne.
Of all the names.
Well, court dogs say she's got a desire to change her name to more fully reflect who she is as a person and recording artist. I don't understand why. Like, this is her normal name, Kelly Clarkson. And I understand she's gone through a divorce, but it's not like it's her ex-husband's name.
No. That's what's so weird about the whole thing. I think Kelly Clarkson has a good name.
They've also spent so much money marketing that show that's set to take over the Kelly Clarkson show. Just doesn't have the same ring to it, does it? Welcome to the Kelly Brianne show. Kelly Brianne, you know, sounds like someone's Instagram live.
Do you know what she's just done to her own brand? She's gone from recognized around the world pop star Kelly Clarkson to trailer trash Kelly Brianne. Nobody wants to listen to Kelly Brianne's
music.
It
sounds like a hyphenated name. Kelly Brianne Clarkson?
Well, that's her middle name, so she's ditching the last name and taking the middle name.
Is this something to do with her dad or something and she doesn't want to be associated with him anymore? That's what I've read around.
I don't know. Maybe she's yet to personally address it and officially address it. She has said, though, that she thinks she's going to be single forever, so maybe this will be the last name change. But I've been reading about this divorce. It has not been a good divorce. I mean, she got that multi-million dollar ranch, but she's paying him like hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in spousal support. What a leech.
She's got the money, though, to be fair.
Yeah, but you'd assume he would as well. He's what, a director or something like that?
The only other artist I know that's ever changed their professional working name was... Do you remember Liam Payne's ex, Cheryl Cole?
Yeah. Mm.
So she has, like, a really tumultuous love life.
Mm.
At one point, she was Cheryl Fernandez Vicini. Cheryl Cole. Now she just goes by Cheryl.
All right.
So, like, Kelly's got... Kelly can't do this.
Let's not forget Diddy. Or P. Diddy or Puff Daddy or Diddy Daddy.
Oh, the biggest... the most recent one, Kanye. Yeah.
That's right. A lot of big name changes. Doesn't always work out,
though.
Well,
when the musicians change the name, it just doesn't work. So, Lady Antebellum changed it to Lady A. You had the Dixie Chicks change it to the Chicks. Doesn't...
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
It does add more weight to this song, though. Goodbye, the OG. Big weekend for COVID as well. The Biebs has cancelled a whole heap of tour dates. No one knows if it's going to affect his Australian tour. Like, they're pushing it right back because apparently COVID's just swept through his entire team.
Oh, not good.
As well as him. Also, to the Queen has announced that she has COVID.
I think this might be it for her.
She's doing light duties. Be careful what you say. People get really mad about the Queen.
That's true. God.
That's right. Remember somebody complained because we dared criticise the monarchy at this time?
Anyway. We'll never do that except for the times we do.
All I said was, if you don't want to earn your football team. Anyway.
But it's true. Like, it's a 95-year-old woman with COVID. Like, there's a high possibility something might happen.
I find it very odd, though.
I hope she doesn't. But
no.
It doesn't matter what this woman goes through. The palace always says, the Queen is fine. She's going to be doing light duties. Like, give her a break. Let her sit this one out for a week, mate.
Surely she's got some sick leave accrued.
Yeah.
You would think so.
I love the Queen. She said in a video that was released on Friday, she's like meeting some people from the Air Force, I think it was, and they walked in the room and said, oh, good afternoon. afternoon, Your Majesty. How are you? And she's like standing there with her walking stick. She looks so frail at the moment, the poor bugger. She goes, well, as you can see, I can't move right now, so I'm going great.
So sassy.
Did anyone see her cutting a cake about a week ago?
Yeah, no. She stabbed it.
She's like, I'm just going to stab it right in the center. She's over it. Do you know how old people get to that point where they just get a bit loose?
Yeah.
Are you serious? I have to cut a cake today? Is that my job for the day? How ridiculous.
I love the Queen.
Give me a gin and let me relax with my corgis.
I'm going to be so upset when she dies. What about you guys?
Yeah, I will be too. I think she's
actually
cool.
Upset.
I think some of the stuff around this whole Prince Andrew stuff's a bit questionable, but, you know.
It's not her fault she's got a grub of a son. Like, yeah,
that's true. Yeah, that's my opinion on it.
She's paying it off, though.
Well, is she? Where's that money come from?
Big chunk of taxpayers.
No, he has other interests.
Isn't that his personal personal money? I don't know.
I've heard she's going to foot a bit of that bill.
I'm so confused with how royals make money.
Well, they own
the public.
All stuff. They got own all land and stuff.
Like investments in business.
Yeah, and then they've got just like money in shares.
Yeah.
Like average punter.
Interesting, huh?
And she breeds dogs. I mean, corgis don't sell for cheap.
No, that's right.
She makes them money from
flogging off puppies.
They're like 12 grand in Australia.
Yeah,
she sells them at like PetSmart or something. I heard. Absolutely not true, by the way.
One of her corgis a few weeks ago apparently beat somebody.
She was
at an official reception.
What a naughty dog!
She'll be fine though.
She would have given that dog extra
tray of money at them.
I reckon after that.
Probably.
Thanks, Jackson. Our news time, I'm next at New FM. And we're chatting to Gavin Rossdale, lead singer of Bush, who is coming to Under the Southern Stars, Maitland, in March, which will be good. We'll chat to him after this.
The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
And right after us, we are all graced with the presence of producer Jackson with 105 commercial free. What's on the way today?
Graced with the presence. I love that. Ed Sheeran. Bad Habit.
Oh,
very
nice. The version he did with Bring Me the Horizon at the Bricks.
No, I didn't hear that.
It was awful.
It was amazing. Oh.
I hate screamo music. I'm sorry, Meg. I can't pretend anymore.
Difference of opinion.
Lost Frequency.
Oh, I love this.
Fanning over this.
Yes. Do you know what turned me off screamo music?
What?
When we were at the station at karaoke and that guy did that terrible rendition
of Taylor Swift
screamo version.
I was sitting there. It was very, like, relaxed, and then it just hit me like a brick when he just got into the chorus. Real, like, I nearly fell backwards off my stool. Avril Lavigne.
It pulled throats.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
They need a butter menthol after that. Jeez.
Very aggressive. Avril.
Always good.
Skater boy.
Guys, very exciting. Gavin Rossdale is up next. Do we know anything about Gavin Rossdale? Big star, apparently.
Yeah.
Lead singer of Bush, that's pretty much all.
Well, I knew him as Gwen Stefani's ex. Because they famously have had a very messy breakup.
Tumultuous.
Yes. Big tumultuous breakup.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's coming down under with Bush for Under the Southern Stars Festival. Cheap Trick's going to be there as well, which is great. We're going to dial into LA next to find out what's happening and find out if he's excited to come here. Gavin Rossdale.
Big Bush fans around the team. It's good.
Do you like Bush?
Yeah, but I don't mind it.
We're all going to Under the Southern Stars, aren't we?
Yeah, you got a
team bonding.
How are you with Bush, Meg? Do you like Bush?
Yeah, they're not bad. Seen him at Soundwave a couple of years ago.
Do you like Bush, Jackson?
I don't know much about the actual Bush, but I just know that he had a gay affair once, and that's...
Did he really?
Yeah, that was like the big news. That's the only reason I know who he is.
No.
Yeah.
What happened there?
So it came out like midway through him and Gwen Stefani's relationship that he used to be in like a relationship with this big 90s pop star.
Off with the blokes.
Yeah, and then they kind of broke up a couple of months after that.
So Gwen Stefani was a beard.
Maybe.
Wow. Fascinating. Should we ask him? Let's do it. No.
Nah, maybe
I'll
not.
I'll cut us off for sure. We'll do it after Kings of Leon. Use Somebody right now and UFM.
like him and Gwen Stefani. I mean,
yeah. It seems like it, doesn't it?
Under the Southern Stars 2022 is coming to the Maitland Showground Friday, March 11. You can grab your tickets now from under the Southern Stars. com.au. So many great bands there, guys. Cheap Trick, Rose Tattoo, Stone Temple Pilots, and of course Bush. Gavin Rossdale, the lead singer of Bush. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Doing great. How's it going up there?
Going well, man. Tell us, where are you at the moment? Are you back at home in the UK?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, LA.
LA.
Beautiful.
LA.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
What's your house like there? Is it a big mansion or?
It's ridiculous. I don't know how I got it. Well, I do know how I got it, but I'm grateful I got it. And it's like a modern, it's like a box, you know, it's a box that looks over like San Gabriel Mountains. And either that or like there's like, you know, coffee shops down the road.
We're very excited to have you coming to Maitland. It's an incredible part of the world. And I'm sure like the nightlife and the scene, it does rival LA. You're gonna absolutely be thrilled by this.
I can't wait to get there.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. So tell us what's on for the tour?
I think every band's gonna be so relieved to be out there. Every punter going is gonna be so happy. Such a wide range of bands. And for my part, we're a small part of a large wheel, whatever, the cogs we are on the wheel, and we just have a great time playing and being free, you know, after these 2 years. And also for us, first time we get to play the new record, The Kingdom, which came out just last summer, and that's big for us. And I think that, we don't play like millions of songs, but do you know what I mean? Like, playing for us to be able to play that record.
Absolutely.
And then all the classics.
Nice one. Gavin, there's something very charismatic about a British rock star, like such a gentleman, but I'm sure you get a bit rowdy on tour. Now, obviously, are you single at the moment? If so, Maitland chicks are pretty
beautiful.
Good. Beautiful girls. Are you into bringing people backstage after the show?
I have a friend of mine, and he's an amazing guitar player in Sydney, Josh Linder.
Yeah.
And I was going to invite and someone told me, my management say, I was like, you know, there's nothing backstage, it's a COVID bubble. So we're not going to see anyone. We're going to be like in a small bubble, like the Pugmobile.
How disappointing. That's so disappointing. You know, rock star, you think, man, come on, bring some chicks back to the hotel, especially for Brits as well.
Yeah.
Australia is such a destination when you're younger to come down, have a lot of fun. Did you come down to Sydney or Australia when you were younger?
No, I didn't have, it's funny. When I was younger, I had all the time and no money. Stupid is whenever we come down there, I'm always like that's it. Gonna stay down next week. We're gonna come a week early. I was always coming a week early, and then we're busy recording. So we're recording, rehearsing, 2 days, then we leave. So I was like, I might stay a few days afterwards.
Yeah, you sure?
Yeah. So what did you normally get up to outside of the recording studio when you were here?
When I was there, I played a lot of tennis down there. I played my friend Darren Cahill. He set me up with everyone. So I played with like really fantastic bunch of people. We've got Philippines down there. You have Leighton Hewitt. Some of these like crazy players. And so loads of different coaches. So I basically had like a little black book of players and coaches. Not really so much the chicks, but more about the tennis hookups.
Let's be honest, you weren't in it for the tennis, were you? It was the drinks afterwards.
It's summertime, right? It's still a bit of summer
weather. Yeah.
The weather's been amazing.
No. Do you know what? You'll miss it by like 3 weeks, but that's fine. It's still hot. Now, tell us as well. We were chatting earlier on in the show, Gavin, about co-parenting. Now, of course, you famously co-parent kids with Gwen Stefani. What do you think is the key to successfully doing that, especially two people such as yourselves who, I guess, live such high
profile lives,
yeah.
How do we do? I don't know. I'm not sure we do. I think we basically both really love those boys, and when they're with either of us, they get really well looked after, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if that is. That's the right thing, you know. And plus, it's 15, 13 involved, so they got, like, definite opinions. So, it's just the, my main thing is that they're amazing, you know, that it's like the greatest gift. It's funny, because they always tell you, you know, like, they're a dad and all that. They actually just get better and better every time, like, you know, as they get older, it's really amazing. So I really enjoy it. You know? They're really annoyed they're not coming to Australia.
They'd love to come out here on the Rockstar Tour. Do you find it to be difficult to be dating when you're sort of co-parenting in this situation?
Hey, guys, sorry to interrupt. Can you just stick to the tour, please?
Okay, we'll wrap it up. No worries.
No, I'm still not seeing him. But, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, hey, we are excited to see you here. The Hunter's a beautiful spot. Go
You're
to the wineries,
go
to the beaches. It's amazing. Yeah. Touring nationally, Under the Stars 2022. Tickets are available now under the southernstars.com.au. We're giving away tickets, of course. Gavin Rossdale, thank you very much. Good luck on the tour, mate.
Absolute legend.
Thanks, man.
Bye, mate. Have a great day, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Don't you love it when the publicist decides to just interrupt an interview?
You guys have been naughty, naughty.
Naughty children.
Don't ask those questions.
No asking those questions. Not allowed.
Not bad. Just hey, date. I'm saying that's a pretty regular question to ask somebody, right?
Tell us about your love life a little bit. Come on, mate.
Tidbits.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Got some bush here. Good song.
Yeah,
I don't mind it.
Dee, have you listened to much of their stuff?
Well, you're going to ask me, are you a big fan of Bush?
I already asked that earlier.
Yeah, right.
Keep asking.
This is the only song that I knew.
Yeah, I think this is the only song anyone knows.
Good voice.
Yeah.
When it came out, I was like, oh, this is pretty good
at
the
90s?
Time. Yeah.
90-something?
Late 90s. Maybe early 2000s, maybe.
Angsty. Yeah.
Angst. Yeah. Very angsty.
Hey, birthday lotto is up next, mate.
Yes, $250 up for grabs. If you were born in what month, Karibo, are we looking for?
December, babies.
December. If you're born in December and you want to play birthday lotto, we're going to do it next.
Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
So, if you were born in December, you could score yourself $250 right now. All you got to do, as I said, have a birthday in December. Money could be yours.
That's right. Let's meet our contestant. It's Jodie from Raymond Terrace, works in aged care. Pimps around in her Hyundai i30, but wants a Tesla. Europe is on her bucket list now that travel's getting back to normal, and says that if her plane went down and had to be stuck on an island with just one of you, she'd want it to be Crevo. Oh, that's nice. Jodie, I'd like to hang out with you too. You sound great.
Oh, thank you.
Can I ask why it's Crevo, please?
He's just a handy guy, I guess.
Yeah, it's true. He'd be very resourceful, I think, on an island.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
You're saying Maddie's not handy?
I'm absolutely not handy.
You'd be right.
All right, let's do this. Spinning the birthday balls
let's go.
Now.
Good luck, Jodie. I hope you win the cash. Put it toward that Tesla.
Jodie, were you born on the 16th of December?
No.
Oh.
Were we close? Were we close, Jodie?
No, the 30th.
Ah, yeah, way off. Sorry, babe.
Jodie's not happy.
No. I wouldn't be either. Come on. $250.
I feel like we've let her down.
It's back tomorrow, though.
Yeah, worth $275. That is us done, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. 105 commercial free is up next, though. Jackson. Yo.
Happy to Anne Marie. Noel Horan.
Right.
On the way for you. Yes. What about Brian Adams, Mel C. Did you see the Spice Girls getting back together?
Great song.
For like the 70th all of them? Time, or?
They're doing it for the Queen.
Do you think they'd even get Bex in for that?
Yeah, well, apparently. They respect the royal family that much. They're all, is it five of them?
Five, yeah.
Yeah.
Spice up your life.
No, five including Jerry.
Oh, Jerry. Yeah, the forgettable.
Yeah, Baby Spice, Dairy Spice, Sporty Spice.
Which Spice Girls
posh.
Are you?
Posh.
Maddie's a posh.
Ginger.
Ginger, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You're posh, Maddie, is it?
No, yeah. I'm not posh.
Oh, I reckon you
I'd
would be.
I'd be Trash Spice if you're
Trash. Bruno.
That's the sixth unspoken of Spice Girl.
Trash Spice. Seen for a moment in the Spice Girls movie and never again. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jackson. It's kicking off in minutes. And, of course, New FM is your home of unlimited show tickets, which is fantastic. If you want to win tickets for you, the whole fam, this is where you do it.
It's a world first. A world exclusive.
You can win after 11 o'clock with Jackson. Have a great one, guys. Bye.
See ya.